Okay. Today's daf is daf Tezayin and Shabbos, and we're holding on daf Tezvav on the base. Yeah. So the last thing that we were talking about among the Yudchet Dvarim was the Gezeira of Tuma on Kli Zechuchit. And the only reason that we could give for being Gozer the Tuma is because of their similarity to Kli Cheres, made out of sand, which is similar to Kli Cheres, which is made out of earth. And therefore we were Gozer on it. Now the Gemara asked yesterday that if that's the case, how is it that we find a difference to hire of a mikvah when it comes to Kli Cheres? And it says it must be going, according to Rabbi Meir, in a case where there was a hole in the Kli which was fixed by lead. Shluchis. Yeah. And it was fixed with lead, and Rabbi Meir is going with Shitaso, that are called Hulech Achar HaMa'amid, therefore we give it a din of a lead Kli, which is metal. And that's the case that it's talking about, where there was some tar on the glass part of the lead Kli. And that explains it, but Mi'ikar HaDin, a real Kli Zechuchit, would not have tar of a mikvah. That was the last thing that we learned. I think it's worthwhile pointing out that the Gemara's raya that Rabbi Meir holds, I call Holech Achar HaMa'amid, which is the last thing that we learned, is a little bit strange, because all it says is that Kli Zechuchit Shenikvu V'Tif Tochan Eiver, which was the last words we read yesterday, Omrib Shimei Megamliya, that Rabbi Meir is Metamei V'Chachamim Metaharim. Now, it seems to be jumping a little bit to conclusions to say that the reason that Rabbi Meir is Metamei is because he holds it to life. Maybe the question over here is simply whether a tikkun of metal restores the kli to usability, and therefore it's metame as a kli zechuchit. I mean, how do we know? Maybe goof of the machlokas is whether it's considered to be a stima. Is it a stima mal yata or not? Lead. How can we prove from here that it's because hakol holech achar hamami? So Tosis wants to suggest that the Gemara is taking for granted it's unreasonable to say that the Chachamim were metayer completely. And why would they be metayer completely? There doesn't seem to be anything wrong. Why would there be something wrong with the stima? Is it usable kli? Okay, so then they're certainly, when it says they're metayer, must mean that you're right for the metayer. In other words, they're saying it's not a lead kli, it's a glass kli. And he's saying, no, it's metame, meaning it's even metame, but you're right. Because otherwise, what possible raya is there? Okay, that's one possibility. Now, there's another possibility, which is a different Girsa, which he brings here from the Rabbeinu Shmuel, and he says that the Girsa in the Gemara is supposed to be that Rabbi Meir is Savar, that it's Stima Maliyata. Not that it's a question of whether it's HaKol Holech Achar HaMa'amid, and the Svar over here is that if it's a Stima Maliyata, then of course everybody would have agreed that it's HaKol Holech Achar HaMa'amid. I don't believe this. I simply don't believe it.
Presidential edict.
My God. I was just telling everyone what a relief it is not to have to stuff this down. We're really going to have to do something about this. You have to have a word with your friends. Thank you very much. I was wondering what all those smiles
were.
He's away. He's away till Friday. Okay. Thank you very much for your tircha. So according to that here, it says a dover marsha, that if it's considered to be a stima ma'al yatam, we view this as a practical kli, a glass kli that has lead dipped in it to fix it. So then it's a dover marsha, that it's olech achar ha'maamid, because that's the only thing that allows it to function as a kli. Okay, but that of course involves changing the entire Girsa. Says the Gemara in any event, today's Gemara, when the last two words of the bottom line of Amud Beis, if that's the case, Elamiyata, you're now claiming that the reason that the Kli Zechuchit is considered to be tummy is because it's a Kli Cheres for all intents and purposes, then lo nitamo migaban. Why is it that a Kli Zechuchit can be mekabel tuma from touching its outside? Remember that a Kli Cheres is only mekabel tuma from its inside. And yet, Alama Tznan, why do we find that it says Beferush in the Mishnah in Kelim that Kli Cheres uchli neter tumatan shava, that both klicheres and klinator. Klinator is also basically a type of klicheres, except that it's really made out of metallic nitrates of earth, but it's not. It's just baked earth. It's not refined. Take the earth, put it in the shape of a kli, and bake it. So basically, it's made like a klicheres. The day would come when, through all types of interesting processes, this would turn into aluminum pots, but that took a while. So that originally klinator are simply klicheres, in which case they have the same tum as klicheres, in which they're mitamim, they're mekabel tumu, mitamim, and mitame other things. First of all, miaviran, which is a tremendous finish like klicheres. In other words, there doesn't need to be any touching at all, which is astonishing, and that we consider something to be in the airspace of the kli, inside, the equivalent of touching the inside of the kli. Furthermore, they're mitamim miachoreihem. They're mekabel tuma from their back, which doesn't mean their gav, but which means from the hole, which is always on the bottom of a kli. In other words, almost all kelim are made with this indentation on the bottom. There's a rim at the bottom, which basically creates a beit kibul, because otherwise you get the effect of the moisture and so on at the bottom. But if you take a look at kelim, they're all made this way, so that people think that those little things in the wine bottles are only to fool you. And other people think it's in order to keep your finger in it so that you can hold it from the rear end. Little did they know that it's all because of the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Tazayin. But in any event, the avir and the back of the kli will be, in fact, mekabel tuma. But in mitamin megabehen, cannot be mekabel tuma from touching the back, not in a beit kibul. There is some question about whether the avir of the achorai is considered to be matame. Only negia in a beit kibul on the back. That's not their ikar beit kibul. Ushviratam mitaratan. And further, the other things that are similar to these two kelim, klicheres and klinator, is in breaking them, you will be matire them, and that's it. You can't be told of them. Klinator of a klicheres, apparently, is the only case, therefore, that we would say tumatam shavat in these things. Apparently nothing else is. So those, when it comes to klishuchit, they are not going to be makabel tuma from only, first of all, it's correct, they won't be makabel tuma from their avir, but they won't be makabel tuma only from touching the inside. They'll be makabel tuma from touching the outside. Probably. Lomaisis, Tosis points out, we might just as well have asked the question, and why indeed will klishuchit not be makabel tuma mi'aviran? Because that's the same question. Why are they makabel tuma migaban? And why should they not be makabel tuma mi'aviran? Seems to be an interrelated question.
Because it's one...
It's one din of Harris. Correct. Amri, says the Gemara, we have to distinguish two things. The fact that we allow klishuchit to be viewed as a kli, the klal, it's mekabel tuma, even though the Torah never provides for klishuchit. So what is the reason for that? Because of their similarity to cheres. Having once determined that this type of kli is a kli to be mekabel tuma, how shall we treat it? Shall we treat it like a klicheres in its modality of tuma? Or shall we treat it as a metallic kli? Because after all, once it's made, a klishuchis has more similarity to metal than it has to the dirt from which it's made. It can be formed like metal, it can be melted like metal, remade like metal. And of course, in its molecular structure, it has similarities to a metallic structure, it's a frozen liquid in that sense. So the question over here is, what type of tumah to give it? That's something else. Given the chinish tablu, yeshan takana. Because of the fact that you can melt down these kelim, and the same way you do with metal, fix them, solder them, so to speak, when they're broken by heating them. So shavinu ki kli matachot. Therefore, they were given the din in modality like kli matachet, And in essence, as to be whether they're Kalim or not at all, that's because of the initial similarity to Kli Cheres. Wait, are you saying now then they, if they're similar to Kli Matechet, then if that's the case, why don't they exhibit that other quality of Kli Matechet, which as we'll see later on, is actually the Yud Ches Dover, just coincidentally, of course, about the Gzer of Kli Matechet, the actual Tumah of Kli Matechet, of course, is the Oraita, which we learn out from Kli Midyan. But the din of the Yud Ches Dvarim is that they added a takana. What was that? That if you take a metal kli and you remake it, it will regain the original tuma that was on it. We'll see why they did that. But in any event, that's not the case of glass. So if the whole reason that we're treating glass like metal is because glass is repairable, so then why don't we give it the same din of if it is repaired, it regains its tuma? And yet we know that when it comes to glass, the Mishnah says, Kli Eitz, the Kli Or, Kli Etzem, Kli Sechuchit, Peshutehem Tehorin, Umekablehem Tmeim. So first of all, these things, if you're talking about, these are all things which have to do with, something wrong? Something wrong?
You say that
I thought I did, but I'll say it again. Maybe I didn't. The Tznan, Klima, let's go back to the Gemara. The Yazrula Tumatan Yishanaka Klima Tachot. What is that then of Tumi Yishana? The Tznan, Klima Tachot, Pshutehen, Umekavlehen. It comes to metal kalim. Whether you're using a kli that has a bait kibul, that has a containment space, or whether it's a knife, you know, which has no container at all, or mekablehem, or tame, and nishburu, the moment you break them, they become tar, is no longer kalim. But if chazar me'asamim kalim, you now take that metal and repair it, or remake a kli from it, chazru l'tumatan yishana, it will now regain the tumah that it originally had. V'ilu gabi kli zchuchitznan. However, when it comes to kli zchuchit, we see that that's not the case at all. There it says that those things that the Torah compares together, because eitz, or, and sak are all compared together, and those, the sak is only a kli, that sackcloth, as a bag, basically. That's what it's used for. And over there it has a beit kibul. The other cases of eitz and of or, and of even of etzem are all compared to them in the pasuk, in the psukim of Kli Midyan itself, and therefore they have the same din. We'll see later on why the gabi the din of the pshutim we gave it to Kli Zchuchit, but we gave them the same din, and that is pshutehem tahorin. That first of all, the kli that doesn't have a beit kibul is tahar. Secondly, the mekablehen, if they do have a beit kibul, there's all mekabel, tum and metame. Thirdly, nishbaru, in all of these cases, if they get broken, they become tahar, and if you now remake them, chazav yasamim kelim, fine, they're now kelim. I mean, they're mekabel and tum and mikan al haba. But certainly they don't go back to regain the tumah that they once had. Mikan al haba here, but lemafrei lo. Well, you're right, that's true. Actually, we ought to make the Kli Zchuchit, give it the same din we gave the Kli Matachot of Chozru L'Tumah Yishana and so on. Because as you say, in terms of modality, we give it a din of Kli Matachot. However, I mean, there's got to be some limit here, huh? Because after all, look, I mean, the din of Kli Zchuchit in its Etzem Tuma is only Drabban. The din of Chozru L'Tumah D'Oraita is furthermore, the Tumah Yishana is furthermore a Dirabon, okay? So Kli Zchuchit is Dirabon, in general. Tumah Yishana is an additional Gzera Dirabon on a Kli Matechet. So when it comes to a Tumah D'Oraita, fine. Dirabonon, where goes there an additional Takana on Kalim, which are Tumah D'Oraita, that they should be Tumah even when they're remade. But the Tumah D'Rabanan, where the whole Tumah of the Kli initially is only a Tumah D'Rabanan, such as the case of the Klei Zkuchit. So what, the Rabbanon are now going to make another Rabbanon? First of all, we make it a Klei Zkuchit Tamei, and now we will also be machmer on it to make a new Gzeira Rabbanon, not as a Tamei, but if you melt it down, it'll go back to its previous tomb, and that far we don't go. So therefore, lo achita lo Rabbanon tum'ah. All right, that I can accept, but I still have a problem. Because you're telling me that the modality of the tumah is a klimatechet modality. So if that's the case, why does it need a beit kibul? If you're telling me it needs a beit kibul, you said before if it's just a flat kli that's made out of glass, it won't be makabel tumah. If it has a beit kibul, it will be makabel. And that sounds very suspiciously like a kli cheres to me. Right? I mean, essentially, you're giving it a din here of non-klimateket. So why now are you? I understand that you could split. It makes sense to split between the etzem gezer as to why it's tummy and the other issue of how it's tummy. But I don't understand how, in terms of what element it's tummy, why is that not part of its modality? Makabel tumah, the way a regular klimateket would be makabel tumah. So the pshutei emi'ali tamei, tov pshutei kli matechot, certainly kli matechet is tamei dioraita, right? There's never a distinction between a flat kli, a knife, and a spoon. As far as a metal kli is concerned, it's all going to be makabel tumah exactly the same way. Once that's true, you can't make the difference that you just made, that, well, we'll only make gzera on those things as dioraita. That is dioraita. A knife being makabel tumah is dioraita. And now you're telling me that kli zkuchit is the equivalent of a metal kli. So why isn't a flat, one of those little stirring things that they make out of glass, you know? Why isn't that makabel tumah? You tell me it's not makabel tumah. Says the Gemara, they went out of their way to leave that for you to wonder about. Why? As we know, the only cases where we're sorev tumah because of a tumah derabbanan were in this sfeikot that we had before, in the takadat usha. And therefore, all of the cases where we weren't gozer to be sorev tumah, what we did was is we leave it basically some element as a heker, as a siman, as an indication that there's something that is inconsistent about this tumah. And people will think, well, where do we get that type of inconsistency? So they'll say that, because this indeed is not really kli matechet, it's only a drabbanan that makes it act like kli matechet, and therefore we better not burn truma or kachin that was exposed to a glass kli of any kind, even where it was a kabel tumah with a beit kibul. Because clearly it's only drabbanan, otherwise how could you explain the fact that this stirring stick made out of glass is not makabel tumah?
What would you do then? Just leave it?
Yeah, we'd be tayman, tayman.
Lo
achlim v'lo sorfim.
Whether it was broken and remade or whether it was original.
If you want to be mocha, you'll have to be mocha. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No, I'm sorry.
That sounds like me. Well, you know, I never know whether you're around or not.
I'm around.
Okay, it's not that I don't care. We'll try to take care of you. So, therefore the Gemara says, okay, so now we have it solved. So how do we have it solved? We basically are giving it a din of tumah because it's similar to kli cheres. We're giving it a modality of tumah because it's similar to kli matechet. And we make one heker, which is that it's not going to be mekabel tumah if it's pshuteh. Okay.
And so Rish Lakish is still in place because it comes from tol. It's like kli cheres, but very much more limited than we would have thought.
I'm sorry?
As Reish Lakish is saying that since it comes from sand, we make it like kli cheres, it's still in place.
unit about where it comes to me?
Why would we give it at the beginning? Why would
Why we make it a dinner tumor?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's there's two separate issues here. There's
right, but it's much more limited than I would have thought, in other words, I guess.
Why is that?
Well,
why is it more limited? If anything, just the opposite. It's more similar to Kli Teres.
Shavin Rabban is Kli Teres.
Yeah. So now it's even more like Kli Teres, because Kli Teres is also Pshutim is Tor.
Oh, Pshutim is Tor.
Why are you going back to the beginning?
But ours is not.
How does the play out? How does the beginning play out?
We never changed our beginning. The basis of Xeris is because of its similarity. Nobody questioned that. It's not that we changed our mind. It's that we've distinguished between modality and the fact of truth. Okay? This, by the way, is important in terms of determining why it is that it needs tire and a mikveh when you buy it from a goy. When we talk about the question of mikveh oil. You know, so he said it should have tire and a silk boat. If it's really like a Kli Teres, why are we putting it in the mikveh? You don't need to be tova a Kli Teres. So why legabe tefila? Would we say for sure there we would give it a din?
Kli Teres from a goy is not necessary to
no.
But it's a different din than tuma.
Why? Isn't its basis similar to tumah? I mean, why would we be... Okay, but, I mean, there you go. It's not a function of modality, necessarily. Right? We'll be mavdil in types of dinim. In other words, is something a kli or not? But we won't be mavdil between within that halacha. What type of kli is it? In terms of why it's tummy, we could say how it's tummy is different. But if that's the case, if the why it's a kli is because it's a kli teres, why are we being told of it? Because that seems to be a function of its keli shav rather than its mood. Okay, this is the question. What actually happens? Or let's ask this. Does it, in fact, in the end, have tire of the mikveh? How are we coming out? We assumed, we said over here that lechor is because it has tire of mikveh, and we were dope it. We said, no, it doesn't mean it has tire of mikveh. Actually, it's talking about a case where it was lead. It was only because it was lead. But if you have a klis chuchi, then it shouldn't have tire of mikveh. Even though we accepted the fact that we're going to be total, as Tosis points out, why didn't we just answer? That we spoke about this yesterday. Why don't we just answer this, talking about when you buy it, with cookies, if it has a label on it, you have to take off the label. That business about the tar. And he only answered because the Mishnah is also talking about tabletops and things like that, which are glass. So for a tabletop, you could be matar in the mikveh, because a table can be kabotuma, but certainly you don't put a tabletop into the mikveh when you buy it from a guy, because it doesn't have a din of a legabe similarity to Kli Nidya. It's not a use Kli.
Okay, and then what comes? So, Pshutik Kim?
I'm simply asking, what is the status right now?
Is it kind of
do we know whether we can put it into a mikveh or not? Before we, in other words, have we changed our mind before we said, you're right, we would never put it into a mikveh, the only reason we said we didn't go into a mikveh is because it had the lead in it. But then we ended up saying, oh, actually, you know what? It's really, its modality is similar to matere. So when it comes now to the mikveh, what is that?
We don't know. We don't know how far the comparison goes.
It isn't clear whether we've now changed it. There's no Ella over here. It's not, oh, we made a mistake. I'm saying we didn't change our original assumption. You're going back to the beginning. The question is what we view the mikveh issue as. Is that part of the function of where it came from? Or its modality of being matami. That actually is a machlokas, but it's also based on the continuation of the sugya we're about to see. Ravashi says.
So Pshutik Kli Matar has Doraita, right? And you would burn kosher for it, right?
Yeah.
Cheres is totally tohor.
Pshutik.
Right.
It needs to have a base kibbutz. Right. The holding of cheres is in terms of tohor.
And Pshutik is chuchi.
And Pshutik Kli Zchuchit is also like Kli Teres. That's what's confusing to us. But it can't be that we're giving it in a kli cheres, because we already said that in terms of its modality, it's a kli bateches.
And therefore we say
so we have a contradiction here.
But it would be tolling, is it not? Which is not matzafet, which is you would be sorbin.
Right.
And it's not cheres, which would be tor.
Right.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, so therefore we're saying it's not really that it's like kli cheres, it's just a kli matechet with a change. And why'd you make the change? So that people should know that it's not real. Okay, but it's not that we're going back to turning it into kli cheres. That's what was disturbing about your question to me. What we're about to do is, in fact, to go back to it. Rav Ashi says, forget about this business of the your comparison to matechet. That's not the point. Li'olam l'kli cheres. The fact is that we treat it like a kli cheres, and that explains why Pshutim our tahorim, it can't be flat, it's got to have a container. That's a given. Now, what was bothering you before was, well, if that's the case, why don't we treat it as a kli cheres? Why is it betame from the gav? That was your question. I'll tell you, it's very simple. It doesn't have a gav. Its transparency prevents you from making a distinction between inside and outside. That's what's special about glass. Because you see right through it, and therefore you see right through it for all kinds of purposes. We view it as one entity, inside and out. According to this, would it be Mekabel Tumim Me'avira?
Why not?
Mamish Lekli Cheres. We didn't say that before. Chora, from Rav Ashi, it turns out that it's actually Kli Cheres. Right. Again, my focus we've shown him over here in precisely how far this goes, particularly Legabi the Din of Avir and Tahira the Mikvah, which we'll discuss. This was Tosis's question before. Right. Instead of saying Elamiata Loli Tamu Migaban, which was the original question, why doesn't it simply ask Veli Tamu Migaviran? And then you lechora could ask at this point. Tosef says, so why not ask at that point if that's the case? Why isn't it matami me'avira? Because now you'll have to say, well, can you prove to me that it's not matami me'avira? How are you going to prove it? Because you go back and you say, well, it only says kli neter and kli cheres, right? Wasn't that the original thing? But maybe the reason it doesn't list it is because we've already explained that kli cheres is matami me'gava. It's not listed in the list of kli cheres and kli neter, which means it's not the same. But I know now why it's, of course, it's not the same. Doesn't mean it's not the same in every last way. It means it's not the same in this sense, because it doesn't have a gav. So I can't list it as the same thing as kli cheres and kli neter. That doesn't mean it's not matami me'avir. So according to Rav Ashi, enoch inami, it would be matami me'avir, because it's true kli zchuchit.
And should the kli zchuchit would not be matami at all, because they're like kli cheres, it's not really be matami.
Yes, and cheres, the whole Torah talks about kol asher yipol mitoch el tocho. Right? The din is both in terms of its tumah, and its kabbalah's tumah, and its matami acher, all of it is in terms of tok. Rav Ashi Amar Li'olam L'Kli Cheres Damu. Indeed, it is a true Kli Cheres. Your problem, your problem of if it's really a Kli Cheres, why is it Mekabel Tumah on its back? Because it doesn't have a back. Since you could see right through it, we don't distinguish between front, inside, and outside. The next case of our Yudchet Dvorim is Shimon ben Shetach. He said that Shimon ben Shetach, he was a Gazar. He was taking Ketuva Le'isha. We were talking about the various Gezerot. He was taking Ketuva Le'isha, the Gazar Tuma al Kli Matachot. Now, what was that supposed to mean? This was in our long... By the way, it was indeed the beginning of the Nisir. I checked out your question yesterday about him.
Beginning of the line.
Yeah. So, what about this takon of Shimon ben Shetach? It doesn't even make any sense. Kli matechet is a gezeira. Kli matechet is a diorita. It says, ach, et hazahav, et haketzev, et hanakoshet, et hafarzel, et hafadil, et hafer, it lists all of the metals, and it says, beferish, that they're tomes. So how can you say takana? No, nitzgalu tuma yisham. Actually, it was only a coincidence that we brought a moment ago the din of tuma yisham in the middle of the sugya of the yud ches tavar and the other takanas that we had. We just discovered this. Really, the takana of matechet is in terms of going back to its old tuma. And what was this story? The Omer of Yonam Arad, Ma'aseh, B'shel Tzion, Sama B'shlom Tzion, Sama B'shalat Tzion Hamalka, She'asta Mishtel Ivna. This was a serious problem. Here it is, they're making a wedding, and Nitmu Kol Keleha. All of her kelim became tamei. Of course, now she can't have any. That's like having all of a sudden the badats take the hechsher off the hall. Mm-hmm. Now she can't have any mahadrin coming to the. Not to mention that she herself was very machmira. So what was she going to do? She can't go now and be metaya these kelim by having the hora aduma sprinkled on them. That takes 7 days. How the heck is she going to have a chasna ready? For that matter, if she put them in the mikveh, she'd have to wait till the evening, and what? And then start setting up the chasna? Are you kidding? She was in really bad shape, so she came up with a brilliant solution.
That was before the gemach kelim.
Her exactly.
Her kids were kohanim also.
Okay, but I mean, here it doesn't mean they're necessarily.
Wasn't she yours?
The question is who this is. This is apparently not Shlom Tzion Hamalka. Huh?
Oh.
Is this someone in your neighborhood?
Oh.
Shalit Tzion? So, what did she do? She came up with a brilliant solution. She broke all of her kelim.
These are Klimatakas?
Yeah, and she resoldered them. So she had, okay, she had a, you know, a few hundred people working out there with their soldering
iron.
And it was ready in time. So she astamish elavna nitmu kokeleh shavaratan and the tanamet zoreif v'ritcha. So she resorted her kelim v'asamim kelim chadashim. What did you know? As soon as somebody finds something to be happy about, they make you miserable. Amar chachomim yachzur l'tumatan yishana. They should all become tomei again. My taima. The reason is we shouldn't get her mechatat. I mean, if this was something everybody would have heard about this, right? I mean, thousands of people are coming to this wedding. It was a disaster. So it's going to get out that why in the world should I bother using a parah aduma when I have a simple solution that gives me an immediate answer that saves me an awful lot of dough? Well, I'll just simply make a hole in the kli, take it to its soreh, fix the kli, I got a new kli, and in no time at all, we have forgotten all about the parah aduma. Because trust the Jew to make a buck. Not to mention the fact, save a buck, not to mention the fact that I also saved myself 7 days of hassle.
But it's mutter.
Right.
Of course it's mutter. Lots of things are mutter. But I mean, that's the point. We're trying to make a mishmeret for the concept of tzairah, of the parah. So therefore, they told her that it's no good. Wait a minute. That's a really my focus, isn't it? I mean, Hainit Laman Diyama, Lo Lo Kola Tumot Amro Lo Tumot Hamet Bilvanam. See, if you're telling that the halacha over here of Kozra L'Tum'a Yishana is limited to the din of a case where the Kli was Bekabel Tumot from a maid, then it makes sense to say that it's a getter of Mei Chatat. So in order to prevent the Parah Aduma from going into disuse, they made this takon. But how about if you hold that the Mandi Omar Lekola Tumot Amru, Ma'ik Lameyema, if they made this takon for all Tumot, so what would be the explanation? I mean, 90% of the time, you don't have a problem with Tumot Mei. I mean, it happened over here where they set up the kelim and somebody dropped dead in the hall and everything became tummy. The tumah is all. But that's not a normal occurrence. I mean, 99% of tumah on kelim is, tumah sheretz or zav or whatever. I mean, so you don't need a parah aduma for that. Why would they make a takana that is so draconian? I mean, it's really bad. So what are you going to say? Omar Abaye, the reason for the takana was gzera shema lo yikvenu b'chtei taharato. People who are going to be doing this on their own are very likely to make a small hole.
because they want to use it.
But then they want to use it, I mean, they want to fix it, you know, if they really mess it up. So, you know, what's going to happen? So they'll make a hole, you know, that they think is large enough to be vatel pictometically. But Lamaisa, as we saw earlier, there's some times where a kli will not lose its tumah. I mean, you have even a case of a chatei rimon. I mean, so obviously it depends on the case, but you need to be an expert. So what, we're going to let everybody now remake his kelim, think that they're okay? We can't do that. Rava says, no, there's a simple solution here. If we do that, what happens? People go, they make a hole, let's say they make the right hole, take it to a tzore, and they use it. People who come in and see them using it, say, oh, shame. I guess that business about waiting till the evening is all above a mice. And then the dinner of tzvoyon becomes forgotten. So then people who go to the mikveh and have kelim that can be taken to a mikveh, so then they'll also won't wait until the evening. So then the whole thing will go in a full circle. People started doing this in order to save the business of having to wait till Erev Shemesh. Other people see them not waiting for Erev Shemesh and will decide, why make a hole? Why don't you just take it to the mikveh? So you take it to the mikveh and they also don't have Erev Shemesh. Therefore, we made a takana that you can't be mitzakein the tumah of a kli without it becoming re-tame. My denying. What's the difference between these two approaches? The nafkamina will be if you step on it and basically crush it down to nothing and then you remake it. So then, lechora, if that's the case, Rashi has two approaches. By the way, this lashon of ratsu, as Rashi reminds us, was the lashon that we had by a ma'akolet, by kina, that was found ritsufa, crushed. That was the ma'ul, completely. So over here, there's no kashash that maybe you won't make a big enough hole. I mean, smash the thing, it's gone. I mean, this is basically no kli here. And on the other hand, the business about people not knowing that and thinking that you took it to a mikveh when they see you reusing it and not waiting till the evening, that does apply. That's one approach. And others Rashi brings, and he says, actually, I like the other approach better, is that if the point over here is that you may not make it properly, you may not do the thing properly, that in fact is still true. Because at what point does a person say, well, I really smashed it, but good? I mean, that can't be defined. On the other hand, if the tzad over here is that people will think that it's the same kli, it's very simple to say. If you have to remake the kli, then everybody sees it's a new kli. If you just have to do a little soldering job on something, then people won't know that it was a new kli. So in this case, if it was crushed, everybody knows, okay, you took the metal, you melted it down, basically made a new kli. That's not a problem.
Well, because this is the day before standardized molding, and so things would be remade, it's going to be a little different. That would be support the second one a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you mean nowadays everything just looks the same anyway.
Every day it's going to look exactly the same to everyone else, but then we're never quite the same.
Shema Yomru means
people may think to themselves that, and then proceed on that basis. Take it to the mikveh.
Think what?
That you don't have to wait till the evening.
Erev Shemesh.
Even if you went Erev Shemesh. Yeah. The Idach Mahi. Okay. Getting back now to the Yud Chet Dvar. Okay. What are the other Yud Chet Dvarim? It's not. Hameniach kelim tachat atzinor lekabel be'em megishamim. Now, one of the very important ways in which we make a mikveh is that we make a pipe by hollowing it out once it's in the ground. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a kli. And since it doesn't have a din of a kli, it won't pass of a mikveh with mayim shuvim. Right here in the robot, right? We had a nice example of that last week.
Where?
And the Rechava Bikurim. They have that above the, whose roof was it? The side of that fellow's
roof. They were in Sokol's roof, but if we were looking across at somebody else's roof.
Well, the Tide and Mary and Malachon, I'm Jacob near the ground. Okay, but in any event, that's the norm. Now, the question is, how about if, where the pipe empties out, and then you do Abshacha, and then just the water rolls around the ground, goes into the pit of the mikveh. How about if somebody put a kli under it? Now it fills up in the kli. Well, we're not talking about where you lift up the kli and pour it in some mikvah. We're over there. The very fact that you did that would give it a chashivut of shu'ubim.
Does it depend why you put the kli there?
Let's see. Yes. So you put the kli there, and now the water overflows. The water was in the kli, or the kli breaks. So now what? That was the question. Somebody's meniach kelim in order to be makabo mehem megishamim. Echad kelim gedolim, whether these are big kelim, what difference does it make a big kelim? Very simple. A kli of a certain size that's not metal to molivireka, so that it's too big to carry if it's full, and that is not similar to the sack that's mentioned in the Torah, which by definition is for carrying, is not makabel tuma, if it's one of those kelim that was compared to sack, like kli eitz. So you put down a very large kli, which once it's filled, you won't be able to carry. If you do that, you might say, well, okay, but I mean, then it's not really a kli because I'm a kabbal too. But that's not true. It's still a kli in terms of mayim shu'umim. Therefore, I want to make it very clear that you don't get confused about that. I mean, the fact that it's not a kabbal tuma doesn't mean it's not a kli. So even if it's a very large kli, you put it over there in order to be makabel the water, because you want to store the water for whatever reason. And this is true even if it's kli avanim. Kli avanim is not makabel tuma, bichlal. That's a place in our neighborhood. And kli adama does not mean kli cheres, which of course is makabel tuma, but it's kli adama without going through the process of kli cheres, of making it into a clay.
Sun-baked
earthenware. And clay gilalim, a clay gilalim here, Rashi says, is talking about Eben, kalal, which means shayach. He often explains it's talking about gilalim means dung kelim, they would just, as they still use in Tibet, in which you simply let the dung harden, and in Africa. Those type of kelim are still going to be posel as hamikvah if you left it there. And you know what? Even if you forgot it there, echad hameniach, v'echad hashocheach, even if you forget it there, it can't be used for a mikvah once water falls into that sinor. Now we're going to see what it means when it says shocheach. That it means it was just put there by accident or what? So says Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel said, well, no, if it was b'shocheach, then it will not be mekabel tuma. And the water can be used, it will not be called shuvim, and the water can be used for the mikvah. Omer Rabbi Meir, nimnu v'rabu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and in fact what happened was is that they came to Minyan, and we paskan like Beit Shammai, and we prohibited this. Now, modim Beit Shammai b'shocheach b'chatzer shehu tahor, Beit Shammai would agree that in a place where you had it outdoors, not underneath the tzinor, and it's simply filled up with rain, that there for sure it's not called sha'uv.
Why not?
Why, yeah.
If it doesn't cancel it, just because it's not top of the tzinor.
It's not its being in the kli. It's the fact that it was sha'uv from
him. And I wanted it.
Correct. Over here, I just left that outside. It filled up with rain, and I didn't pick it up to pour it.
So I could dump this?
No.
Flow into the
mix? No. It broke. Okay. The kli then broke. Once you pick it up as a kli, you now are marked that water as being shoved in the kli. Right.
Or could it be that fills up around it?
Fills up around it, meaning what?
It overflows.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger pit, little thing, pours in there.
Yeah.
And if there's more water, and there's much.
That overflows into the
mikvah? Yeah.
Either it is the same thing or it was never in the kli. I mean, it depends what the case is.
What if a monkey or an alien picks it up and throws it in the
mikvah? Or alien. This was a major question, whether aliens are able to collapse a wave function, or is it only Earth?
They have not. What happens? Is that
the megashoyu? I assume aliens have dots.
I would say monkey.
Oh, monkey. No, that doesn't make it show.
So you see.
Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says that this was became one of the gezeros nimnu v'rabu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, like on everything else. Umoyed Beit Shammai b'shocher b'chatzer shehu tahor, and Rabbi Yossi says no, that's not true. Beit Shammai adayin machloket b'mekoma omedet. Actually, even the original case, there was no nimnu v'rabu. This was not one of the cases in which it came to a vote. The machloket is kayam. And therefore, well, we're going to ask, and according to that, it turns out we don't have one of the Yudchet Dvarim. But in any event, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't include this case. Omri B'Sharshia, I just want you to understand what the Machlokas is over here between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. I learned in the Beit HaMidrash, the Ve'irav Amri, that HaKol Modim Kishinicham B'Shat Kishur Aviv. If you left those Kalim there, when it was cloud, and it was going to rain, and then it didn't rain, and you forgot about it, and then it rained. So you went to work, leaving the kelim outdoors. It's not going to rain today. What am I going to do? Divrei hakol. In that case, they're tmeiim, because your original machshava to be shoed with these kelim turns it into mayim sheuvi. Furthermore, everybody's mother, that b'sha'at pizur avim, divrei hakol tahorim. That if what you did was you simply left them outdoors, you weren't thinking about water, there were no clouds, and forgot about them, I mean, why would that be she'ima? That's not the point. The point of the machlokes was lo nech v'leshinichan b'sha'at kishur avim v'nitpazru. It's talking about where it actually cleared up completely. It's not that it didn't rain, it cleared up. You leave, v'chozru v'nit kashru, and now, once again, who knows how much later, the sky is covered with cloud, and now the question is, does the original machshava, which was for a different day, for all intents and purposes, that should help now for the situation today. So, ma'asav rabatla machshavto, v'amad yom esis lo. I can put it out there in order to collect rain when my makshava is for the rain that's about to come. When it clears up and now there's a new weather system that comes in, I need a new makshava to turn it into sheiva. Umar sava, lo batla makshavta. It's enough to have your original thought. Once your thought was to collect water in these kalim, then what's the difference how long it takes?
It's because it says rain go away coming in another day. So already had dust, I'm just coming back.
Wait a minute, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have 18. I mean, according to none of us, we don't have 18 yet, but I'm saying, but one of the cases you just said we should include, and we can't count one of the cases. What does he say? He says that the Gezerah Benot Kutim Nidot Me'ari Satan, which we said that the Kutim, we gave them a Gezerah, that they should be metame, all female Kutim, are metame as if they're Nidot, because we learn out from the Pasuk, the Isha, to tell us that even a female that is just born will still be metame, bezivos, and benidos, and this is not such a rare occurrence because of mother's hormones. So because they did not go Doresh that Pasuk, they didn't care. They were very machped on the Tumah of Nidos. But they didn't consider that to be Nidos. I mean, however, you're telling me an infant is menstruating, but it's absurd. So therefore, they didn't bother being Matir the Tinoch. Because of that, we were Gozer, that they were Nidot Me'ari Satan. Now, actually, the real history of this Gezerah is tied up in the question of relationships with Kutim in general. So that this was one of the ways in which we wanted to be marking them, because as Tosafot points out, if we don't end up with that, then this is dependent on the machlokas of whether Kutim or Geri MS or Geri or Rayot, because if they're not real Geri, they're not going to be Metame as the Nidos. Anyway, there's no din. Or they should be included in the din of Nidos on Alakum. So he basically goes through the history of this Gezerah, that it's really a way to prevent Timua, to prevent assimilation with them. And that gezeira, the way in which we make gezeira function, is by the similarity to the din of Nidos Me'ari Satan. And that was one of the gezeiras of the Yud Chet Dvarim, which according to everybody else was a gzera, but not a gzera, that was part of the Yutchet Tvarim. So he makes up one, the missing one, namely the pipes and the kelim, he makes it up by throwing in Benot Ketilah.